to walk home from St. Mary Magdalene's home in the evenings, I used to feel that mounting excitement always when I reached Sidley Green, because in those days Sidley Green had a lot of trees around it, and in the centre of it was an old German wooden-wheeled field gun, which was a relic of the First World War. And I can remember fighting my way single-handed from tree to tree to capture that gun all on my own.
Really, yeah.
At the same time, I remember there was also a large tank on the seafront at the bottom of Richmond Road, where I now live, but I was never successful in capturing that one single
hand. No, there used to be a gun along here as well, wasn't there?
I don't remember a gun down here. There was a submarine. I remember a submarine at one time. I don't particularly remember a gun. No, that memory doesn't come back.
Can you tell me what you remember about Bexhill and Sidley in those early days?
Well, yes, it was a very simple village life in Sidley itself. I think in those days the little villages around Sidley and Infield had their own particular community. And it was a very closely knit community. In the evenings, you would always come out of your houses and sit on the wall outside and converse with each other. Whereas in towns, you can live next door to somebody for years, not even know their surname, let alone their Christian names. So there was great friendship in those days. In Bexhill, I remember, there was a building called the Kersal. I think it was a German name. Actually, it was a wooden building on stanchions that went out to the